as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to
time. Today is the day. We're here for a reason, for a purpose. God's brought us here all together. Turn around and greet somebody. Tell them how much you love them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're all here by divine appointment. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad you're all here this morning. I know you're going to be blessed. Anytime you're in the presence of an almighty God who loves and cares and thinks more about you than he does about anything else, what else could you ask for, right? Amen. Amen. Let me open with prayer. Just first of all, I want to say welcome. Everybody, welcome. Just welcome. Glad you're here today. Want you to be blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
We are.
And it came to pass, I want to read to you from Luke chapter 11, just opening in prayer. And it came to pass that as he prayed in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. What more could we ask for than just, Lord, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he's coming again to receive us. We're called by his name. Let's pray. Father, we bless you today and we honor you because you alone are God. There's none like you. We gather for one reason and one reason alone, and that's Jesus, the Savior and Bishop of our souls. Teach us to pray, O Lord. Teach us to pray. Teach us to rely upon you. And Lord, help us to trust you more. Bless every heart in the room and bless every family that's represented here today. And go before us, Lord, and prepare our way. And all the saints said,
Amen.
And as the first song said, now is the time to worship. Let's worship the Lord.
And there's no sweeter name than Jesus.
Sweeter name than I ever known. No sweeter name than my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. Truth and the way.
Sing, Caleb. Look inside the mystery. See the empty cross. See the risen Savior, victorious and strong. No one else above Him, none strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave.
Lord, you are glory.
Jesus. You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. You may be seated. Brother Van.
Like to welcome any of our visitors, especially my son Jordan and Jenny and their two kids. They're visiting today.
Amen.
We had a wedding to go to last night, so we were fortunate enough to have them stay with us. But welcome to all our visitors. Looking at announcements. First one is we do not want to forget that Wednesday, November the 27th, 7 p.m., we're having a Thanksgiving service here. And speaking of that, if it's possible, I'd like to meet with Michelle and Ruth and Brandy about preparing the food for that right after church. A decorating committee has already taken care of decorations. That'd be okay. So if y'all would join me right after the service today, we'll pull together a few details. During that Thanksgiving service, there will be a special offering, and that goes to the Ministerial Association, and it's a benevolent ministry, which takes care of the homeless. So they only have one big fundraiser a year, and that's during Holy Week. So there's not many opportunities to give to that, except what some of the churches do. So if we have a good turnout and a good offering, that'll really help that ministry. Today is going to be Communion Day, and also this afternoon at 3:30, we will have the service and communion at Willows. Everyone's invited. We have a lot of fun there. We just love to sing hymns. The residents there and whoever shows up picks hymns, and you know, we do some of the old goodies and just have a good time. Robbie does a fantastic job and always has a good message. Sunday, December the 8th, we have the elders and deacons meetings. So if we have anything that's on anybody's mind that they need us to deal with, please talk to us. Let's talk about birthdays and anniversaries. Oh, wait a minute, before we do that, anybody else have any announcements? I can pass the mic around. Nothing going on? Anybody needs to bring up anything in the community we need to know about? Mona.
We have new puppies.
That's right. They've got two beautiful puppies. They went all the way up to Chicago almost, wasn't it? A little past, pick them up, and how's potty training going? All right. I guess it's obvious that, okay, good. After church, yeah, after church. Not during sermon time, right? Okay. It's probably obvious that Pastor Terry is still on his vacation. Debbie, do you have an announcement? Sure. Okay. What's the name?
His name is Banner.
Banner? Okay. Pray for Banner and kidneys. Fantastic. Also, speaking of special prayers, we found out this morning that Jeff Lowe's wife, Patty, went to visit family in West Virginia and while there had a stroke. So Jeff took off this morning to go be with her and see what the seriousness of it is. So special prayers, not only for Jeff and his travels, but for Patty and her healing. It's about 3.5 hour drive to where he's going. Okay, no other announcements, and we'll do birthdays. What? One more? Oh, sorry. Not loud enough.
Thank you. I wanted to ask for prayer for Emmeline Woods. She is not well at all. She has a tumor on her adrenaline glands. She has to go to the oncologist Tuesday, and they will tell her the results and what she can do. Her children are both here, and they are helping her. So please pray for Emily.
Okay, is she home or is she?
She's at home.
Okay. Last chance for announcements. Okay, finally, birthdays. Gail Bailey. Happy birthday. And Lewis Bergen. Lewis not here today. He's afraid we were going to harass him, wasn't he? And Nona Johnson. Nona's not here. I don't see her. Any other birthdays or and or anniversaries that happening this week? Nope. Okay. Okay, now we need to continue with our prayer requests. Have any special prayers that they want us to offer up? Who? Bonnie is having surgery tomorrow? Okay. All right. I don't know why I thought it was last week for some reason. Yeah. Okay. So special prayers for Bonnie. Okay. And sure. Okay. Did you hear that, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll set a date. Okay. Okay. We will do what we normally do. We will allow the congregation to offer prayers for what they want, and then I'll close with the prayer. So please offer up your prayers as loud as you can, because you don't have the mic. Heavenly Father, there are so many needs in our congregation. There's so many people who do need your encouragement. There's so many people that are on our prayer list who still need your prayers. They're still dealing with pain and suffering, still dealing with emotional issues. We just hold all those up on our prayer request list, Lord. But above all, we give you thanks in all things, because you tell us to give thanks. Even when we're under trials, that means that you are closer to us because you are there to fight that battle for us. We must surrender ourselves, O Lord, so that we show our trust in you. Continue to give us that strength and that encouragement. And especially today, as we'll be coming to the table to participate in a communion with you and with one another and in giving thanks, it's a special time, special bonding, special opportunity to ask for forgiveness for our sins and to be washed clean by your blood. Heavenly Father, all our prayers we offer up to you in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We will have another hymn before communion, our communion hymn. Then we'll have the invitation to communion. So if the worship team would come back up.
Cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne.
There we go. Terry has mentioned a couple of times about the Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Kahn. And one of the readings this week, he talks about where in Jeremiah, God says to Israel, I will make a new covenant, a new contract, a new agreement. And in Hebrew, the word for new is hadadashah, which really means first and fresh, like the first fruits, the fresh fruit. So it's more than just new, it's fresh. So the old covenant was between God and the people of Israel. And then when Moses brought down the Ten Commandments, so this was the law, this was the first covenant. And the new covenant was with God and the Christian believers through the blood of Jesus. And in Luke 22:20, he says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And we've talked in the past about how communion is a time of remembrance. So not only are we remembering the body and the blood of Christ, the life of Christ, when he suffered for us and he died and was resurrected, but also we're remembering that his blood represents the new covenant that God has for his people. So as you come to the table today, give thanks for that. And this communion is open to anyone that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for our sins and was resurrected. They may come and participate. So our elders are here and our deacons. I'll ask them to bless the body and the blood.
Father, we thank you so much for the Son that you sent to die for us on the cross. Lord, this bread represents his body that was nailed to the cross. And we thank you so much for that. And Lord, we just ask you to bless this bread, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Fathers, we take this wine and represent the blood. Lord, we do it in honor of you, and we love you and honor and praise you and thank you for loving us, and we love you, Lord. Amen.
Just come around the altar. You can stand or kneel,
whatever you desire. The altar is open for you.